This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two more people were killed in Myanmar on Tuesday as thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators took to the streets again in Yangon and several other towns to oppose military rule of the country since February 1st. Myanmar security forces have since killed more than 500 civilians, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Three of the country's armed ethnic rebel groups, meanwhile, made a joint statement on Tuesday threatening the junta with retaliation if it does not stop killing protesters. On Monday, security forces killed 14 people during demonstrations in towns across the nation following the deadliest weekend since the February 1st military takeover. Eight of the deaths that took place on Monday occurred in Myanmar's main city, Yangon. Protests took place throughout the country. The United Nations says Myanmar's security forces killed at least 107 people on Saturday as the regime staged a major show of might for the nation's Armed Forces Day. Human rights abuses proliferated across the globe in 2020, according to the United States State Department, which on Tuesday published its annual review of how the world's governments treat their people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters the trend lines on human rights continue to move in the wrong direction. Blinken also said the coronavirus pandemic led to unique challenges, with some governments using the crisis as a pretext to restrict rights and consolidate authoritarian rule. The report said women and children are at heightened risk of gender-based and domestic violence because of pandemic lockdowns. Other marginalized populations are also vulnerable. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The teenager who shot the widely seen video of George Floyd under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer charged in his death testified on Tuesday that she began recording because she believed Mr. Floyd was in pain. 18-year-old Darnella Frazier said she saw a man terrified and begging for his life. Earlier, a man who was among onlookers shouting at Derek Chauvin, the arresting officer, to get off of Floyd's neck, said he called the U.S. emergency number 911 to report a murder after Floyd was removed by paramedics. Tanzanian police said Tuesday that 45 people were killed in a stampede last week at a public viewing of the body of late President John Magufuli. The fatalities were much higher than the five originally reported. The March 21st stampede was triggered when a wall collapsed after some people climbed it to view Magufuli's body at Uhuru Stadium outside Dar es Salaam, according to the city's police chief. Magufuli died of heart failure on March 17th, the government said, although opposition leaders maintain he died of complications from COVID-19. The late president was among Africa's most prominent skeptics of the coronavirus pandemic, drawing criticism from some African and foreign health experts. Despite that, many Tanzanians applauded him for his contentious leadership style and his efforts to root out government corruption. Former Vice President Samia Suluhu Hassan succeeded Magufuli, becoming Tanzania's first female president. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. Elon Musk's SpaceX suffered another setback Tuesday when one of its experimental rockets malfunctioned during a test flight at the company's Texas facility. The incident occurred as the Starship SN-11 prototype was attempting to land after what the company called a normal ascent to roughly 12 kilometers in altitude. Heavy fog obscured observers from seeing exactly what happened, but an explosion seems most likely, as there were reports of fire and debris. Musk tweeted, "At least the crater is in the right place." This is the third time the experimental rocket has crash-landed or exploded. John Innsbrucker, a SpaceX engineer, said all was going well when data feeds and onboard cameras stopped working as the vehicle entered a thick layer of fog while trying to land. The company said it will provide more information as it gets it, but added it does not expect to be able to recover video.